I'm a huge Grinch.
He's a humbug a little bit.
But like when I think about Jesus, it becomes so magical. And that's not probably the perfect word to use, but that's what makes the season
just otherworldly,
feel amazing to me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's otherworldly, yes.
Yeah.
Like Hogwarts.
No. Oh my goodness.
Welcome to the Fierce Marriage Podcast, where we believe that marriage takes a fierce tenacity that never gives up and refuses to give in.
Here we'll share openly and honestly about all things marriage,
sex,
communication,
finances,
priorities,
purpose,
and everything in between.
Laugh, ponder, and join in on candid, gospel-centered conversations. This is Fierce Marriage.
Hello.
Welcome
to the Fierce Marriage Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. We, as always, are thrilled to be here. This is actually the highlight of our week. I think it was Sunday we were coming back from something, and I was just like, I'm bummed that it's like 4 days until we record on Thursdays. And so I was really bummed. I was looking forward to it and it wasn't supposed to come for many days. So
we're excited to be here, needless to say.
Genuinely excited. We have a very jam-packed schedule for today's show.
A rundown.
Yeah, we have a little rundown with Charles Minor. So we have a very packed schedule. So we really want to take today, just so you know what to expect, we're going to use last week as kind of our jump off point. Mm-hmm. And today's gonna be very light, much more like kind of lighthearted. We're not gonna do any deep dives into really any scripture. We're just gonna kind of recap last week, but we're just mostly gonna have fun today, I think. Mm-hmm. And every week's fun, don't get me wrong, but we're not, it was a lot easier for us to prep for this week. As usual, we like to start with our highs and lows. Selena first, go for it.
This is your strategy, isn't
always.
Isn't it?
Gives me time to think. It's like ordering off the menu. You haven't decided what you want yet.
I think my high and my low is one and the same again. I started at a new gym. It's kind of a women's gym. I don't know if I'm going to... Should I plug it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
They're awesome.
It's V Athletics. It's they just opened a gym in Tacoma. They're in... a few spots around us, which
nobody knows.
We're like about 40 minutes south of Seattle.
We love our city. And
yes.
if you know our city, you might not love it, but we love it.
Anyways, it's kind of a CrossFit sort of, I don't know, strength training gym, and it's all women and got classes all the time and they're right on schedule. And so it's really good. I've only been there twice, but I'm loving it. I'm very sore. I think that's the good and the bad. The high and the low is that it's new, it's fun, it's hard, and the low is that I'm pretty sore, but I feel stronger.
Good. You're looking fly, girl.
After two workouts. Thank you.
Well, nothing's really changed. You always look fly.
Oh.
I can be so bold. Okay, what's your... You got to give me a better low. We'll call it your high. You got to give an actual low.
An actual low?
Yeah.
Hey, make me think.
I'm only making you think because I don't know what I'm going to say.
Well... I got a little angry yesterday when I came back from the gym. I'd only been gone for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and it was mayhem in my house.
I may or may not have been in charge of the kids during that time.
Somehow, I left some dishes in the sink. Somehow the kitchen was a disaster. I think every minute square centimeter of our floor was covered with things that kids were running around half-dressed. I don't even know. I mean, there's some days like that, but then we had to go somewhere and I was good until 10 minutes before we had to leave. And I was like, how did it get this messy in just an hour and a half? So that was probably a little bit of
okay,
a low.
Okay, that was my fault. I'll take responsibility for your low. My high, really quick, we had our community group last night and it was guys' night.
Mm-hmm. We rotate.
And so guys go out one night, girls go out the other, you know, next like 2 weeks after that. And then we get together every other week, everybody. We went to a little Irish pub thing and ended up talking. Just really great, great friends, Kyle and Jake. Just been so much fun spending time with them. And we actually got to talk to the waitress a lot and we invited her to community group. So we'll see if she comes. We'll keep you posted on that. But we asked her a lot of really...
waitress saga.
Yeah, we spent like an hour kind of, I don't know, just getting to know her.
Yeah.
And so it ended with us inviting her over to our community group, which is great. My low is just how scattered and chaotic this week has been. It's I'm overwhelmed. I feel like I can't get anything done. And it's
things are due.
I won't get into too much detail. There's just a lot, it's like a perfect storm of things that are happening in our lives and work and all that. So anyway, so that was our highs and lows. We're going to start something new. We may or may not continue doing this. I love it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing that we did a few years back in our marriage. It was a different way of checking in with each other.
Yeah.
And what would we call it?
A heart check.
Heart check. And it doesn't have to be called that forever. But what it is, it's basically, it's a series of three questions. What book is in your hand? What voice is in your ear? And what's stirring in your heart?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Selena, I'm going to ask you that. So what book is in your hand?
Let's see.
Gosh, you're such a smart person.
No, I'm not. Reader. It just takes me a long time to get through books.
I feel like such a Neanderthal.
Stop. Shepherding Child's Heart by Ted Tripp. He has shaped how and why we discipline.
Them Tripp brothers.
Yeah.
They're something else.
Just gospel-centered. I'm always into parenting books. Okay. I also pretty much finished Little Women this summer. Still have like a few pages.
Okay, so what...
voice in my ear.
And again, voice is... It's like if you're listening to a podcast or a leader that is really like administering to your heart.
Yeah, pastor, sermon.
Mentor, anything like that. Who's
maybe
speaking
even
into
some
your
music?
Life?
Or no, just speaking.
Now, who's speaking into your life?
Okay. Yeah. I actually started listening to Risen Motherhood. They're another podcast. Really enjoy their stuff. I think the last one I listened to was about... kind of the mom bod, and they had just had babies. Like they recorded it probably 2 to 3 months after. And if any of you are moms out there, you know that that's right about the time where you're just not feeling super great about your body. But it was super gospel centered, reminding us to look at imperfections as God's infiniteness and how He is perfect. And even in our imperfections, great. We can see Him. Sorry, I'm going too far.
No, that's fine. Also, Elise, her podcast has been, I know for the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Elise Marsh really has a podcast. It's called
Perfectly and Wonderfully Made.
Perfectly and Wonderfully Made. It's all about, so she's a doula and she shares these incredible birth stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about birthing. For that reason, I don't listen to it because.
You've listened to a few
though. I've listened to a few episodes and it's very well done. Jeff, who's my best friend and
Elise's husband. Yeah.
He produces it, so he does all. He's very high quality. But anyway, check that out. Those two podcasts, I think, for ladies are huge. What's the first one again?
Risen Motherhood.
Risen Motherhood and Perfectly and Wonderfully Made.
Mm-hmm.
With Elise Marsh.
Elise Marsh. It's good stuff.
Okay, and what is stirring in your heart? I'm really curious to hear this.
So, what's stirring in your heart? So, not like dreams and stuff, but what is God teaching me in my heart, or what's God showing me, or what's happening?
Yeah, or where is God leading you? That kind of gives you that nerve, like just that sense of change is on the horizon, or you need to make change, whether it's with a relationship or I don't know. Just
I feel like God's,
how's He convicting you?
I feel like God's been. I mean, we talked about this last Sunday. I was kind of feeling the weight. I think I overwhelm myself with decisions and the weights of decisions.
Right.
And sometimes I put 20 pounds into a decision that should only be like a 2 pound decision.
Right. 20 pounds of thought into a 2 pound decision.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like God's really been promoting rest and peace in my heart, knowing that He is sovereign and that there's grace to be had for mistakes or decisions made too quickly or not quick enough or without wisdom or with, you know, I just, again, resting in His grace, falling into that soft pillow of sovereignty that we talked about. And just seeing Him, I think, in the midst of, we've had a lot of crisis. We were talking about this too, just a lot of, hurt and sin and pain and even death in this last year within our families and close friends.
It feels like we are just pinned down in like a foxhole and we're just getting hit by enemy mortars.
Right. But it was the same with the hope of just like, we're not dead. We're not dying. We're still fighting. Like, I feel like God's just become more alive, more relevant. His word is much more clear. It's sharper. It's becoming anchored strongly and consuming, like, at least my heart more and more, and so learning the evidence of that.
So God is stirring your heart to trust in his sovereignty more, like, readily, more primarily. Okay. Yeah.
What about you? What book's in your hand?
Well, I'm reading Pilgrim's Regress by C.S. Lewis, and I think you bought that for me a couple years back.
Sure.
And it is amazing. I love it. It's the first book he wrote after his conversion.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And I love it. I love allegory. I love his... Lewis really leans heavily into mythology, not for his theology, but he's very passionate about, like, ancient, like, history and mythology and literature. Obviously very bright guy. Anyway, it's an amazing book. I can't wait to read it every morning and need some downtime. What voice is in your ear?
What have you been listening to?
I've been listening to, there's a podcast by the Village Church. I think it's called Faith Matters. You know, once you subscribe, it's like, it's hard to remember the names of these things, but they talk about some really interesting, the intersection between culture and faith. I think they spent whole episode talking about like what it actually means, like the Catholic Church and how do we as evangelicals and Protestants like engage with them and what's an accurate perspective of them. They're really dispelling a lot of the kind of useless rhetoric that rattles around in my head.
Right.
And of course, as with everything with the guys at the Village Church, they are very theologically sound, well read, articulate, and just a pleasure to listen to. So yeah, they're currently in my ears, but stirring in my heart.
It's stirring in your heart. That's a hard one to nail down. I feel like God's.
You know what? I feel I have this excited anticipation that change is on the horizon in a really good way.
Yeah.
I've found that life goes through these like cycles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's very cyclical with how the year unfolds. And at this time of year is usually very stressful up until like the day after Christmas. And then you've got a week of like this calm before the storm.
Yeah.
We have some really fun stuff coming out next year with Fierce Marriage. We can't wait to talk about that even more.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited for that season to commence.
Yes.
It's been a long, 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 long time coming. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. And we certainly will.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of next year, I'm going to actually skip one thing real quick.
Yeah.
We are going to be, so you probably, if you've listened to this, you've listened to a few episodes, we have this thing called the 31 Day Pursuit Challenge. It's two books. It's a his edition, hers edition.
Mm-hmm.
And they go side by side. You don't have to be side by side, but that helps. And it's just how to pursue your husband or pursue your wife in light of how Christ has pursued you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 31 day study of basically how he's pursued you and what that means for marriage. And it's got some fun activities and pursuit challenges. Anyway, we're doing, I think, January 1st. So by the time this airs or this goes live on podcast, whatever, it will be, I think, the week after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So in about a month, we will be doing a 31 day pursuit challenge as an online community, and we're figuring out the logistics of that. But all I have to say is, like, if you've bought the bundle,
mm-hmm.
You will be invited to this. Like, basically, it's an e-course that will have everybody going through it together. Or if you want, and so if you want to, I think it's a great way to start the year. Mm-hmm. We're going to go through it ourselves. We wrote the things, but we've never actually done it as a reader.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that for the first time. I think January 1st.
Yeah.
So.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, just that was part of what God's been stirring in my heart.
Yeah.
Is just anticipating that kind of stuff. We have some other things on top of that that we'll be doing as a community. Very excited.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are deep into this podcast, and so today we just wanted to start by, I think, recapping first last week as succinctly as we can. We covered a lot of ground last week.
Yeah.
And I think the big picture idea in our family, and I think in this episode in last week's episode was to figure out how do we not lose sight of Christ ironically in the season when Christ is at the center of it.
Right.
So the analogy we use, or the story that we use from Scripture, was when the Israelites were in the desert. Moses went up on a mountain, and they lost sight of him, and they started doubting, you know, his role in their lives, and they wanted an idol. They said, "We need to have a god to worship." Mm-hmm. So the Aaron foolishly agreed and said, "Give me all your gold jewelry," and they basically created this golden calf and they started worshiping that thing. Moses comes down and says, "What are you doing?" You know, basically, it's a huge affront to God. So I think in the chaos of the holidays, it's so easy for us to get caught up in it, and we lose sight of Christ. We're in a bit of a crisis. We lose sight of Jesus, not the reason for the season. That's not like
he's the source of our joy. He is the source of our peace. He's the source of our health in a lot of ways. Maybe not, you know, there's a lot with that, but he is the source.
And if we lose sight of him, that's exactly right. We lose sight of him. What happens is it's like he's going up the mountain out of sight. And now we're thinking, okay, where else can we find our joy happen?
Yeah. How can we make it?
How can we make it happen?
Right.
And so we start pulling earrings out of our ears and we're scrounging everything together. And we say, okay, if I can just buy these things, I can listen to these ads and say, oh, they've got the really, like the Walmart ads crack me up.
You're going there.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, they're very blatant
consumerism.
Yes.
And they have these kids that are like, oh, you got me this bike. I love you, daddy. Like,
there's a lot of big leaps happening there.
And I'm like, I want my kid to love me. Right? And so we do the same thing.
Yeah, we do that.
And here's what the distinction we need to make is like buying things for your kids at Christmas time is not wrong. Okay. Mm-mm. We're not going to tell you,
don't buy things for your kids.
we're not trying to lay out some legalistic sort of like plan for Christmas. But the thing is where is the heart orientation in that? Meaning that if you're doing that whether it's blatant or subtle, and most of the time it's subtle, as I'm shopping for Selena online or in the store, whatever, like, I just desperately want her to feel loved. And I know that she probably doesn't ask me to do this, but I, like, want to just buy things so that she'll feel loved. And that's coming from a place of insecurity in me. That's, in some cases, it's coming from insecurity. It's not coming from a place
When you get me things, I just, it feels like an on top of, like, how much you love me. It's an extra, like, it's not like, well, I guess he loves me this much. He only got me this. I feel so grateful that you thought of me and you knew that I needed these. It could be sports socks. Like, seriously, I like sports socks.
Which is usually a staple around Christmas.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just the fact that he knew me enough to know what I like or what I need, you know, that it's an on top of. It's not a...
Right. And that, I feel the same way on Christmas morning. You almost every Christmas, you're like, oh, I wish I would have thought of this, or I wish I would have got you more. And I'm just like, you know what? This is exactly what
our cups are still overflowing.
What I wanted. Like, I'm with you. I'm with our girls. We're having we have a fire in the fireplace. Like, so it's about the relationships. Anyway, we can get caught up in consumerism because we want to feel, we want to partake in the joy. And I think last week's episode was saying, just don't lose sight of Christ in that.
Yeah.
Certainly don't betray trusting Jesus with unwise choices to spend over your limits, right? To run up a credit card or to, you know, to be a hardcore consumer.
Right.
I think the reminder we got out of Exodus last week and Deuteronomy was to look to Jesus as our source of life. And get our security and joy and everything out of that. And then from that place, okay, then if you want to make a well-informed, wise decision to purchase something that maybe is a little bit more extravagant or elaborate, and that's comes from a place of security in Christ, then by all means.
Right, right.
There's plenty of examples of extravagant love in Scripture, as long as it doesn't become an idol. Right.
So in light of all that, that's what this week's...
Yes, there we are.
Here we are.
And here we are.
That's what this week's topic is about, is just some tangible ways that we can walk this out, being, you know, consumed by Jesus, celebrating him being born, him coming and arriving in with skin, fully God, fully man, like among us.
Yeah. So I think before we get, like, we're going to share some past gifts that we've received that we thought were very tangible displays of thoughtfulness.
Yeah.
We're also going to give some actual gift recommendations that we kind of thought up. We haven't put a ton of thought into this. but we have some stuff that's kind of been ruminating for us over the last few months. Mm-hmm. I think the way to kick off this part of the season for you, and we'll say this first, is we have this incredible Advent book by Anne Voskamp. Mm. We highly recommend, listen to this, go check it out at least on Amazon. Yeah, we'll put family. A link. We'll put a link to it in our show notes, so you know exactly which one we're talking about, or you can just search Anne Voskamp Advent, and find it for yourself. But it's beautifully written, beautifully illustrated, and it's a great thing to start on December 1st with your family.
Yeah,
to kind of keep everything
stuff
focused.
In there for kids and everything. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so what past gifts stick out to you?
My cousin gave us some coasters, some tile coasters with photos from our Instagram or social media that she found. And they're great. Like, love them. I love them so much. I duplicated them and gave them to friends after, searching their Instagrams. And
We duplicated them, and I think the tiles cost like 60 cents a piece.
Yeah, the whole gift was under $10 probably. Yeah.
And you did like 40 of these things.
Yeah, and we made them, and Della helped me. We make them for friends and put ribbons on them and all that. It was really fun, and I think it meant a lot to people. I look at them every day and I love them. We give and receive, I know, a lot of baked goods from one family we love and value. They gave us some homemade granola, which I'm going to try my hand at this year.
Your mom always makes the most amazing sugar cookies.
She does. My mom. Oh, that's one of our things that we do.
I'm like, that's my roly-poly.
Yeah, or doing a cookie exchange with a few friends, where you make some, bring them together. So baked goods are always a good idea, I feel like. Plus, you can start conversations about recipes and things.
So we made a decision a while back with my side of the family, my parents and my brother. We were going to try to give experiences too. Mm-hmm. And that kind of bled into another trend that we've done, which is giving calendars.
Yeah.
So we go to, it used to be Kinko's, now it's a FedEx office.
I don't know. We go to Costco, actually.
Oh, yeah,
and get
Costco. When, what are they, like 20 bucks?
No, they're like $12.
$12 for a 12-month calendar. Yep. And you pick 12 photos from your, mm-hmm. our parents, if you're...
they kind of expect it now, but...
And they enjoy having pictures of their kids and their grandkids.
We do. We get one for ourselves, too.
Yeah, we do.
It's just fun to like look back at the year.
I give Selena a calendar of
that I wear.
It's all just me.
There, you can give your spouse a calendar.
I dress up in a Santa outfit.
Stop.
For December. For June is the bathing suit. June and July.
This is getting too far. Too far.
You don't want to know about March.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so family experiences. So Groupons are a good source for that. You can do like wine and paint nights, I think, are kind of fun. Memberships are what his parents, or even my mom, they've gotten us memberships to like museums or the zoo.
Well, the zoo was epic.
Things that you can do all year round with kids. Even gift cards like to a certain restaurant or for a date night,
Your mom, for a few years back when your brother was not living in London, she would take us up to Seattle like on the 23rd.
No, it was after. It was the day after Christmas.
Okay, it was the 26th.
So Seattle was still like dressed up in Christmas lights.
Yeah, it still felt like Christmas. Yeah. And we would do like a carriage ride up there, and we would go
do
to
dinner,
and it was experience.
Do a little shopping.
And she'd do that instead of just buying like...
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Just stuff.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Lots of memories. Also books. I know you probably have gathered that we really enjoy books, but some friends of ours actually started reading aloud to each other. They've taken a social media sabbatical, which is great. I think that we should probably do that at some point, maybe.
I wish I could.
I know. Maybe we can't. But
schedule it out.
Anyways, reading aloud to each other. I thought that was so sweet to spend time reading. They don't have kids yet.
So they're the oldest couple we know.
But
they're not even 30 yet. And
they're sweet.
They are. Patrick and Kyler are some of our closest friends.
Yeah.
And they are...
They read
they're
each other.
They're just like old people, though.
Yeah. But it's so cute. I love that. I mean, they're going through Harry Potter. I'm not sure if I should promote that, but...
Well, he'll lay down on her lap, and she'll just read it to him.
Yeah, and they just read together.
And that's one way they connect. It's incredible.
So sweet. So, obviously, there's lots of books you could choose.
I highly recommend Pilgrim's Regress.
Yeah, really there's good. All of C.S. Narnia Lewis. To go through. There's the whole Perelander series. There's lots of great books out there. And then one... December 1 is coming up, so this could be a very quick... You talked about the Advent. There's also ways you can make your own Advent calendars, which I think are kind of fun, too, to do with kids a project. Just Pinterest and, like, make your own.
Yeah, now's the time to plan that because it's soon going to be December.
I know.
But what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to do like a string or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I saw, I think it's Kristen or Kirsten Rogers. She's on Instagram. She's...
I say you. I mean, what are we going to do? I'm going to participate in this. Let me just watch.
She has this homemade advent calendar, and it's really neat. It's basically if you can envision a stick across, and there's string hanging down, and tied to each string is like a package or something. To...
She just goes,
tied to each string is a numbered gift. That is wrapped.
That's a different
thing. That is wrapped. So you open it, could just be a little experience like go get hot chocolate with each other or whatever, and it's for the whole family. And it's very cute looking. It's simple. Kids can participate. You can fill it with whatever you want. It's just a way to remember why we're doing what we're doing and celebrating the Lord. So, and with that, one of the gifts you can do is even giving each other time. I've heard, I'm a quality time person, so I enjoy time with Ryan. I enjoy time, you know, one-on-one with my kids, even with the kids, but even time to myself. I know that there's some couples that say, okay, you guys have 2 nights a month, you know, husband, you have 2 nights a month to go kind of like do whatever, if that's go meet some guys and hang out or, you know.
We don't really do that, but we're not opposed to it.
Yeah, no. And
last night was an example. We have at least one or two. Yeah.
So just allowing each other's buckets to get filled in that respect. Do you want to talk about the gifts for kiddos?
Yeah. Well,
some stuff we've experienced or we like or...
Yeah. Well, I think, we can get there. I think I'm going to skip down. So being that it's a marriage podcast... If you may or may not be parents, we're going to talk about kids stuff because it's just inevitable.
Well, there's probably kids in your life somewhere.
Yeah, and there are kids. Yes. Good point. But for each other.
Yeah.
I think intentionality around gifts. When I think of what I should give to Selena for Christmas, the first thought, at least it should be, maybe it's not, but is how can I just honor her and show her that I love her, as opposed to can I just get her something that I think is cool, you know? So try to go through that. One, and these are the actual gift recommendations. So one thing that obviously we would recommend is a devotional, doing that together.
Yeah.
And give it as a gift, something that is actually like an intentional thing, not something that you bought kind of in the wee hours of the night when you were feeling like your marriage was on the rocks, but something you say, you know what, I want to get closer to you and I want us to get closer to God together.
Yeah.
So obviously we have some of those devotionals. There's also other people that have incredible devotionals, like Jen and Aaron Smith.
Mm-hmm.
They have
Unveiled
their prayer
wife.
Books
Unveiled,
that are incredible.
Unveiled
Wife and Husband Revolution.
Husband Revolution, I'm sorry.
They have their prayer books that are incredible.
Yeah, they're super great. Super
I went through the guy's one, and it really boosted my prayer life. It's crazy. We have, like I said before, 31 Day Pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to 31daypursuit.com, that's ours, 31 Day Pursuit. That's the two books. And we also have Two as One, which is a visual devotional, insta-devotional. Mm-hmm. So... books to each other so you can grow closer to God. Time, like Selena said earlier, you get tangible. Selena asked for horse lessons. You love horses, right?
Yeah, it's a big ask because I need like...
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap.
A sitter and...
It's not super expensive. It's a commitment, you know, we could say.
Yeah.
You know, but once you start horse lessons, you don't stop horse lessons. That's what I... It's like you just give them a taste and it snowballs from there.
All right.
Okay, so for kids, we have this book that we read. I'm reading it to our oldest. She's almost 4.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be 4 in about 2 weeks, three weeks. It's called The Secret of the Hidden Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put a link in our
show notes,
but it's like an allegorical thing. It's about these kids that, it's just an adventure. I think it reads really well for kids that are between like 4 and 8 years old. It's an adventure about these kids that get, they're on this like archaeology thing and they end up getting like back in time and they don't know what's happening. They have to
a few little pictures that break it up.
Yeah. And like it basically presents them with the gospel in a very like adventuresome, like kid friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the gospel is kid friendly in itself, but it's a fun.
Just brings it down to their level in another
and
way.
So it presents the ideas of the gospel, in a way that might be a little easier to, for them to
understand.
There it is. Nailed it. All right. Koala crates is another really
Yeah, my mom
tangible
got
the one that we love.
Yeah, my mom got Dellet. So there's all different levels of crates.
And I think we're gonna hopefully get a deal with them. I'm gonna try to figure out if we can give you guys 50% off or something.
Yeah. So
look in the show notes for that if we're able to get it. It'll be there.
Koala crates are awesome. So they they're little subscriptions that come in a package every month, and there's about 3 projects in them. They're super simple, super easy. There's a theme. One of them was rainbows. You learn about what makes rainbows, why they're the colors, and there's 3 projects that you can do. There's a little booklet to read
awesome.
Through. And they have them at different ages. So I think the Kiwi crate was Della's age, like a 3 and 4. They have like a
Tinker Crate. They have different ones for age group.
Yeah.
Age. And so they're always really creative and they
really well done. Yeah. The materials are recyclable. Like it's not a waste of, of stuff. So resources.
And kids love them. So
they do. They're fun to do together.
And it's only $20 a month.
Yeah.
Like just flat out. We're going to try to get half off that price, but we'll see.
Yeah. And
the other one is for our oldest. She loves projects.
Oh, she loves our projects.
And so, if I just say, Della, let's go print off some coloring pages and let's color together. She is just, on cloud 9. She cannot handle it. She's so excited. Anything that has to do with, gluing stuff to other stuff.
Yeah.
Or, cutting things out. Yeah. Or, so I think what we're getting at is a gift for those kids could be just any sort of creative packaging of how you could put those experiences into
together time.
Together time. Yeah. And with our daughters, we try to take them out on date nights.
Mm-hmm.
I take each one. We switch each girl each month or each week, and
just
you
can
even package
time.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
And
so,
speaking of time and others, I think that it's really good for us even to teach our kids. This is kind of moving into the relational aspect of the holidays, but. If you look in your neighborhood or just people around you, there's a lot of military families. So that means their family isn't necessarily in the area. There's also, we have neighbors that are older and may not have a lot of family around. I think it's good to encourage our children, but also encourage ourselves. And it's pretty much the gospel in work, to either invite them over, plan on taking them some cookies or something just to kind of say hello, to meet them, or just even leave them on their doorstep and say, hey, this is from so-and-so down the street. Hope you have a good holiday or something.
That's really good. This kind of goes along with losing sight of in all the hubbub and the chaos and the busyness and the buying gifts, wrapping gifts, decorating, all the busyness of the holidays. Don't forget to be aware of neighbors.
Yeah.
And to show them intentionality, intentional love, intentional care. If you have neighbors that are alone, invite them over.
Yeah.
Allow people into your lives to experience things. My dad is so good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thanksgiving, we always have a stranger at the table. Not a stranger, but somebody new who is just needs a family.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents are always so amazing at it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be selfless ourselves because it's not uncomfortable. It's not perfectly comfortable at first. And of course, by the end of the night, you're totally talking to them.
Yeah.
So be aware.
I think being intentional if you can be intentional about every step of inviting people, making things, that's intentional time with your spouse, intentional time with your kids. I think the real big theme is just intentionality and not just going on Amazon, picking a gift and you're done. There's so much more to be had in the experience.
Amazon's awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah. No, we're Prime members for sure. but I
will find myself just searching for something that I can get that seems expensive, but isn't expensive.
Right. But there's opportunity for us to be had.
That's a good way to look at it.
To be together, to promote giving and serving other people outside of ourselves,
and most of all to do all that in light of Christ's sufficiency, goodness,
his love for us, his grace for us.
And that to me is what makes Christmas enjoyable, because frankly, I think Selena, we said in the last episode, is I'm a huge Grinch.
He's a humbug a little bit,
but when I think about Jesus, it becomes so magical. And that's not probably the best perfect word to use, but that's what makes the season
just otherworldly,
feel amazing to me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's otherworldly, yes.
Yeah.
Like Hogwarts.
No. Oh my goodness. So the couples challenge is definitely pray together about how you can minister from your marriage and out of your family this holiday season. I think it's important tangibly to create a little list of things to pray about, people to pray for, weird Uncle Al, I don't know. yeah, you caught that.
Hey, Eddie.
For as you anticipate, you know, there's going to be these little holiday hangups and things. And I think keeping a prayer journal or a prayer list just allows you to go back and give glory to God for some of those momentous occasions, I guess. Even if it was a total flop and you just laughed about it, hey, maybe you broke some ice on some of the relationships. So
the challenge, again, just to reiterate, is to definitely pray together about how, make a list, check it twice, find out who's naughty or nice.
This is just going wrong on every level. So pray together.
So definitely, yeah, pray together. Take some intentional time to pray together about how you can keep Christ at the center and kind of anticipate those problem areas. We call them holiday hang-ups, where you know that there might be some tension, frustration, anxiety.
Yeah.
Pray about that. Make a list of those things. Mm-hmm. Pray about people that you can display love to consciously. And this is really the MO of a Christian, of somebody following Christ. This is our ongoing life, but I think the holidays are a perfect reminder of that. Mm-hmm. And the idea is not just to let it stop once Christmas happens, but to carry that through the culture of your household.
Yeah, so absolutely.
All right. Well, hopefully that was helpful, you guys. Again, we're keeping it light today. We're not going super in depth, but we're having a lot of fun. So on that note, we have our very first, well, we've had a few voicemails, but this is the first time we're going to actually play one for you.
Ooh.
And we're excited. And it's honest. Yeah. We haven't gotten any questions. So this gal is a super friendly, and she's from Canada.
Alberta, Canada.
Alberta, which happens to be one of Selena's favorite Canada. Provinces.
It is.
Yeah, we're going to play that for you. Here she is. And her name is Lily.
Hi, my name is Lily, and I listen to you guys all the way from Alberta, Canada. I just wanted to say how thankful I am that you guys are willing to share your stories and wisdom through your blog and podcast. I love how honest and funny and awesome you guys are. And plus, our mutual love for Parks and Rec is a bonus. I feel like I learned so much, and now I always look forward to Tuesday morning. Thanks for being so willing to follow God's call in your life.
Aw.
It's awesome. So sweet.
She was very flattering.
She was.
To us. And didn't have to say that, but so nice. And man, thank you for listening all the way up there. It's fun to hear.
It's
fun to hear people that like Parks and Rec too.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what, you guys, it's so encouraging to us, this stuff. You know, sometimes you pour your heart out, and not like through writing, and online is tricky. People are very tricky online and on in these types of mediums where it's fairly limited, anonymous. It can be very critical.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times the voices that kind of raise to the top can either be friendly and loving, just like Lily was, and very encouraging, but also very like, I hate your guts. You're the worst thing that ever happened to the internet. They can say that to us.
Yeah.
So thank you,
Lily, really
for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys listening and taking the time to. So if you do want to call and leave a voicemail or even a question, the number is 971-333-1120. So that's 971-333-1120.
And you can call, leave a voicemail. You can also text, we found out.
Yeah.
You can text.
You can text some questions or text some encouragement.
Yeah. All right. We got our rapid fire Q&A after
it's
this.
My turn.
It's going to be rapid. I think there's only one question. Are you ready for your rapid fire
question? Ready. Bring it on.
Okay. This is a pretty simple one, I think.
Okay.
And it's going to be rapid. Is if you could be a character in any TV show, which character or what show and which character would you be? Choose wisely.
What show and which character? Cartoon, you said?
Or no, doesn't any matter? TV show. You'd be Dwight from The Office.
No. I thought I answered this before.
You answered I asked you what, if you could have a superpower, or if you'd be an X-Men person. X-Men.
I would still probably be an X-Men because that's...
An X-Men. Oh, I choose X-Men. Yeah, I'll be him. Come on, you have the entirety of
Cable canon. I think the idea of being like Leslie Knope would probably be awesome because she does so many crazy things.
Are you serious?
Okay, maybe not. I don't know who I'd, I don't watch your like zombie shows and like superhero sci-fi shows.
No, but you watch what's the one with the people in the back in whenever
super
Downton Abbey. Downtown Abbey.
Downton Abbey. I don't want to live in that time. You die a lot.
You die a lot. That's why you're okay. X-Men. Oh, I X-Men could, don't
I would,
die a lot.
I would love, here's a little Canada plug again. There's a horse show called Heartland. I could be a character on there.
Which character? The horse.
No.
It just has one horse, right?
No.
It's a horse show. Mr. Ed.
Well, I guess I like Lou, but she's really uptight about things. I think I associate the most with her because she's a mom of two girls.
What about the mom but, on Saturday Night Lights?
Oh, yes. She is great.
Yeah, I feel like that's somebody that you could...
Yeah, because she knows how to deal with people a lot better than I do, and some hard personalities. She's name. A strong woman.
Let's call her Joanne. I don't know. It's something else.
No. Tammy Taylor.
Tammy Taylor.
On Friday Night Lights.
Coach Taylor.
Yeah.
All right. That's a...
That was a lot of answering random things.
Yeah, not rapid at all. And I apologize for that. All right. So I think we're going to call that a show.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
If you do like our podcast, please, if you've enjoyed it, and we really appreciate you listening, take 30 seconds to subscribe and leave a review. Just a sentence or two will work perfectly. And if you really enjoyed it, please tell somebody, because obviously we couldn't do this without you. Yeah. We need people to tell people because we only know a few people.
Yep. And yeah, so definitely thank you for doing that if you have already. You can find us on all the big socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff. And next week.
Yeah, next week I'm super excited. We're going to be talking about family vision kind of headed into the new year.
We've gotten a lot of requests. So in our priorities episode, it's fighting for healthy priorities. Mm-hmm. We talked about family vision, and a lot of people have asked, can we go deeper into that? Mm-hmm. Can you provide a worksheet for us to create our own family vision? Right. That was a very revolutionary practice for us.
Yeah, it touches on a lot of areas. Finances, communication, boundaries, all the things.
It really answers the deep, deep why questions of really life and family. And marriage, it has allowed us to live with a lot more intentionality. So we're going to talk about family vision next week. That'll be fun.
That'll be great. I'm excited. So if you have any questions or need anything, check out our fiercemarriage.com/podcast. Check the show notes. We'll have links and stories and letters and all the things in there.
Yep. Yep. Everything to do with this podcast is at that website.
Yep. I think that show's in the can.
It is in the can.
You want to pray or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll pray. Okay. Lord, thank you for these listeners. Thank you for your grace as always. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this season that we are in, that we can enjoy time with family and friends. We pray for people that maybe don't have an ideal family or friend situation. We pray that you would surround them, Holy Spirit, fill them with all the joy that is possible in you, all the hope that is possible in you, and all the peace that they are entitled to as followers and adopted children of you, Lord. We thank you again for our time we get to spend here talking about you, talking about fun things like giving gifts and what that means. Mm-hmm. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for your work on the cross, that it is done, it is finished, it is sufficient, and you are supreme and you're sovereign, and we are the beneficiaries of all your grace. Mm-hmm. So, thank you, Jesus. May these marriages flourish, and may they be lights for you in a dark world. In Jesus' name,
amen.
All right, we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, have a good week.
All right, until then, stay fierce.